Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast.
Actually, on a side note, we changed our name.
Did you notice something different about our cover?
We are officially side note.
Yes, we have rebranded for our 2024 year. Pew, 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 pew. Ka-chow! I definitely think that based on our first year of doing this podcast, we finally found our identity, where we realized that we just go on so many tangents all the time.
Yeah, and we just want everybody who listens to know that before getting into it, because that's why we named it that.
Exactly.
We are no longer Amy and Haley. Now, we're just those girls who go on tangents.
Yes, and I think that's the best thing we can do.
Yeah.
Prepare you. Today's episode, we're just sharing with you a recap of 2023 and our visions for 2024. But before we start, I'd like to say thank you to our amazing listeners, all 9 of you that I saw on our Spotify podcast Wrapped. Because who knows, there could be more listeners through Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, but we don't get those wrapped up.
We appreciate you, too.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
We just don't have the logistics for it, but we know there's 9 of you guys on Spotify who may or may not be listening right now. I know we took a little bit of a hiatus, but we're back better than ever.
Yes. I think, in a way, taking a break for the holidays has refreshed me and made me so excited to just come back and make it so fun. You know, I think we had a really good time for our first year doing it and figuring out, like, what we enjoy talking about and our style, how to just talk to each other with a mic on.
Yeah, well, especially because I feel like we're like, oh, when we started this, we kept thinking, we talk enough for a podcast. We can do this. But as the weeks went on, I realized I did not have enough to talk on 52 weeks of podcasts.
It was tough.
Yeah, I was getting really tired, and as much as we were, like, friends,
yeah,
I don't have that much to say. But now I feel refreshed, and the words are back.
Sometimes all you need is a break, right?
Yeah.
A chance to step back and not talk for many, many weeks.
Many, many moons. So this year, I think we're going to limit it down to, like, 2 episodes a month, maybe. If we're feeling a little frisky, we'll sprinkle in one in there. But I think that's the plan that we're going for now.
Yeah, and I think that's probably helpful for us to make sure that we're very, I don't know, like with every podcast, more quality and like more intent in like what we're trying to say and share with everyone that's listening.
Yeah, exactly.
And so what do you think was your favorite part of doing the podcast last year and maybe something you hope to bring into this year?
So I would say my favorite part of the podcast last year was definitely talking about books, which I imagine was both of our favorite parts. I just feel like because, I mean, I'm not really sure actually how long we were reading books together before we actually started the podcast. I don't think that many books before we were like, we can do this. And then we just did it. And kind of reminiscing back on those books that we read, it helped me remember versus just totally forgetting them. So I like that we were able to, like, discuss books.
Yeah, I like that too. And I think, like, looking back at it and then looking into this year, that we want to be able to talk more about books and be able to just share, really dig into what the purpose of this podcast originally was. I know that, like you said, we started off reading books separately and then together reading the same books. And we're like, hey, why don't we start a podcast? And I think that's what's exciting about it is that we're digging into our roots. And we're like, okay, this year's going to be better than ever because we're going to be focused. I think that's, for me, that's something that I was
okay.
Like, oh, yeah, for sure.
That's but good.
Also, I liked one of my favorite podcasts from last year. I think I already told you. Is the philosophical questions one. I listen to that when I'm, like, sad. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're so funny.
I think about that all the time because didn't you say that you wouldn't kill for me or something like that.
I think that was you.
Oh. I wouldn't kill for you?
Yeah, you were like, you would save 5 people, and then you would kill me.
I'm pretty sure you said that. Me?
Gaslight me? No, it was you.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'll keep that in my mind forever. Forever cemented that you won't save me.
I'm going to have to re-listen to that episode. Save
screen. I think what you also threw in there was, what if they were kids? Like, sorry, Amy, I'm going to save the kids.
I'm not going to lie, that sounds more like you than it does like me. But you do bring up a good point, because my coworker also calls me a gaslighter. And so now, you're the second person who's called me that. Before, I've been like, haha. But now I'm like, should I be concerned? And I guess that's the other thing, that gaslighters may not know that they're gaslighters. I'm not intentionally gaslighting you. I just genuinely don't remember.
Thank you. I'll keep that in mind. I'll be, like, more thoughtful. Like, you know what? Step back. Haley probably just doesn't remember.
Today I'm learning that I'm a gaslighter.
Anyways, books.
Yes.
This year, my 2024 reading goal is to read 50 books. And something that I learned from you from our previous conversation offline was that you don't really have a reading count because you read for fun. And I'm like, I read for fun. But then now I'm like questioning myself, if I just take away the goal, what would happen to me? Because I need structure in my life. So I'm not taking away the goal this year.
Okay.
I just lowered the bar a little bit. I didn't reach it.
I do feel like you are someone who thrives on, like, goals.
Yeah.
However, the reason I don't really have a goal is because I do not thrive on goals. And normally seeing that I'm, like, down makes me want to give up.
Ooh.
And not try harder. Which is why it's not really going to say anything, because I give up anyways, but with less of the guilt. So that's why I don't have a goal.
Well, the way I saw it is you're just so passionate about reading. You just read so much that you don't need to keep a goal.
That's that too, actually. Because I honestly, like, do you feel like having a goal makes you read more because you're like, I have to, I'm like, missing it. Like, this year, for example, you said you didn't meet your reading goal. Mm-hmm. And so were you, like, trying to read more because you felt like you were behind?
Towards the end, yes.
Okay.
So during the, probably, like, mid-year, I saw that I was already behind by a few books. And I was like, oh, it's fine. But when it's towards the end of the year, when I feel like I need to meet the goal, I think it was closer towards, like, the last 2 weeks of December, I was like, gotta read more.
Okay.
So, I'm actually not sure. It feels like it only matters at the end.
But it didn't stress you out, like, you're like, I have to read? Or was it just like, I'm reading to meet the goal, but also I am enjoying it?
I'm also, this might possibly, and possibly not, be a side note, but remember when I told you that I have a problem with having too many library books, because I feel like I'm ahead of the game when I put books on hold, but then for all the 3 libraries I go to, all the holds just come at the same time, and before I know it, I have 10 books, right? I feel like it became less of my reading goal, but more like the library books were due.
Oh, okay.
So I was driven by the deadline of the due date.
Yeah.
And I forgot about my goals for a while because I was thinking I was going to get fined. A bad library reader.
No, I feel like you're like every library reader. Did you get fined?
I actually don't remember.
Oh, okay.
In a way, maybe it's because I'm afraid to remember.
That's fair.
Because I'm sure I've checked. I'm like, okay. Oh, yeah, I just forgot.
Okay. In that case, you did not get fined. In our heads.
Yes, and in our heads.
That is the narrative we will create.
Yes. But I do pay my fines if there are any librarians out there. No worries. I support libraries.
She saw it, she paid it, she forgot.
Yes.
And now has none. Perfect.
Which reminds me of something that you were saying before, where when we buy books, there's no pressure to read them because there's no due date. There's no fines. So they end up sitting there. Meanwhile, your library books are just constantly in rotation.
Yep. Because here's my thing. The books you have, I feel like once you read them, they lose their magic. Like, now they're read, and they're no longer unread books, and they don't, like, make you, like, oh my gosh, I have to read that book. Now they're books you've already read, and you have thoughts about them. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, either it's disappointed you. I mean, sure, if it's one that you, like, really, really loved, you're like, oh, that was a really good book. I should read that one again. So it still has some magic, but I feel like once you read it, you're like, oh, okay, it's read now.
No, I think that's right.
Yeah. So maybe, you know those people who have, like, pop sockets? Not pop sockets. The little Funko Pops?
Yeah.
And they keep them in the box?
Yeah.
I wonder if they have the same sort of thought. If I open this, it loses its magic.
Yeah.
And now maybe they're not as crazy as I originally thought.
Just, there's just something special about going to a bookstore and buying this new, fresh book that you haven't read before.
Yeah.
And the cover is so pretty. You put it on your bookshelf and you just look at it. Work of art. How often do you reread books, though? Like, maybe how many times a year do you reread a book? Any book?
Like, one book? Like I probably reread. Like, how many books do I reread?
Yeah.
Maybe, like, 10?
Wow!
Maybe not 10. That reaction seems too strong.
I think 10 is awesome!
Maybe 5.
Still.
How many do you think you reread?
Zero. I reread zero. Well, they're all new.
Do you remember I was telling you, I think a little while ago, that sometimes I reread books when I'm in a reading slump. Like, I reread my 5-star read because it gets me out of the reading slump. And it makes you remember that books can be good. Right? Because you know how we always say that when you're in a reading slump and you think, I'm never getting out of it.
Oh, yeah. You feel like you're not going to be a reader anymore.
Yeah. So instead, I just read a book that I know is good and I know I like. And then I'm like, this is not forever.
That's really cool. So the ones that that are 5 stars, you have. And those are the ones that you reach out and you read? Or do you have to go to the library to get them?
Well, normally they're, like, on Kindle.
Oh, okay.
And so then I just... But also, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I did tell Amy I went to Barnes & Noble the other day. Which is funny, because she got me a gift card, and did I have it? No.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Did I still buy books? Yes, because guess what? I was like, there will be more books to buy. This is not the end.
That's so wild. When you told me you were at Barnes & Noble, I was like, she's using my gift card. Be free! Shopping spree! And now to know that you didn't even have it.
I know, it's because I was telling my mom that I was like, Mom, I have a gift card, but I don't have it. Should I still buy these books? And she said no. And I said, then why are we here? Like, we're here. It's not like we were on the way or we were nearby. We were inside. And I had already scoped out the books that I wanted to get. And so I was like, that seems like a waste of my time to go to a store and then not buy anything when I know there are things that I want to buy. Anyways, that was a tangent. But I bought 4 books, and 2 of the books are 5-star reads that I liked. And so I bought them because then I was like, I have them.
Now I have to know. What 4 books? I'm excited. Oh my gosh. I love it when people buy books and I could just look at them.
Let's see. Close your eyes.
Okay, they're closed. The grand reveal of the beauties.
Okay, we'll do the... Should we... Okay.
Can open them?
Well, do you have any guesses?
Oh, okay, I'll guess. Should I hold it and guess? Do I know the books?
Yeah. Well, you know because you know I gave it a 5-star.
It's gonna be tough. There's a lot...
I handed Amy the book.
My eyes are closed. It's a romance book.
Yeah.
Based on the small paperback and the thickness. Can you give me the first letter? I probably won't know.
Tea. It's not really helpful.
Dang it.
It's three words.
Is it a sports romance? Oh, 20 questions. Is it a sports romance?
No.
Is it a fantasy romance?
No.
Okay, contemporary romance then. Is it a book that we discussed in our podcast?
Yes. Are we just doing 20 questions? Because we discussed it in our podcast, but it is not a book that we reviewed on the podcast.
Ooh, okay, that narrows it down so much. But also it doesn't.
Amy, I did not give that many 5-star reads, and I know.
Is it? Can I open my eyes? I give up. Is it Love in Other Words?
No, do you want a hint?
Yeah.
The Festival of Books.
Oh! Oh, patriotism.
Yes! She's got it, folks.
I'm gonna open my eyes because I forgot okay. What it's called. Yes, the boyfriend candidate. I should have known, but also I forgot so many times. There's too many books.
And then also,
oh my goodness. Haley just handed me a Not So Meet Cute, but it's like the new cover.
I hate it. I was like, tell me if this is the one you read. And sorry, I totally interrupted you.
No, go ahead.
Is this the one you read? Like, is this a cover?
No, it has a guy.
Yep. Yeah. Tell me that this makes you feel like what the book felt like. No.
No, the blue cover makes you feel like what the book
exactly.
felt like.
Exactly. I don't know if anybody's seen it, but it, like Amy said, it used to have this guy, like, sitting on the couch sort of at the bottom of the book, and it's like, okay, it's giving Playboy man vibes. Yeah. This one is, like, pink and, like, flowery with like,
palm trees.
Yeah, like... No.
They're not even on vacation.
Yeah, this is giving me tropical romance.
Yeah.
This is giving me, like, you know, they met at, like...
Hawaii.
Yeah. You know, and then they, like, fell in love. Like, maybe he was a tour guide.
Yeah, actually.
It's not giving me Playboy man contract romance.
Love that. That was a great book. Not So Meet Cute. If anyone hasn't read it, it was great.
I don't like the cover, though. Yeah. And I thought, should I not buy it because of the cover? Why would they do this? I know we talked about when they rebrand the covers, but, like, why? Who asked for this?
Please. It's a whole thing now, I think.
I hate it.
Where people don't want to see people.
I mean, I sort of get it. Like, for example, the ones with... There's pictures in here.
That's wild.
Now I wish I looked at it before I bought it.
I feel like...
Because that very much ruins
it. I was just going to say that. Because I have something in my head. And I have that guy in the front that's in my head. Not these cartoon pictures.
What the hell am I doing?
Oh, no. The scene. Now it kind of ruins it.
No. Oh, man.
Why would they have pictures in the steamy romance book?
Why would they do that?
Why would they draw it?
Why are these in here?
That's wild.
You guys are hearing firsthand my reaction to this book that I just bought. That's really disappointing and sad. And now, I mean, I guess I could always return it. Ew. Look at the girl.
Oh my gosh.
Why does she look like that?
Okay, it's just the problem is that when you read a book, you have what they look like in your head.
Yeah.
So I don't want the pictures.
Yeah, and they're like, I mean, okay, to be fair, it's not like I want real people in here either, but they're cartoons. I mean, okay, I'm sorry for whoever drew these. There's not even an illustrator credit on the cover, so I'm not really sure. Cover and internal designs by Sourcebooks. Sourcebooks, I have questions. Anyways.
Are you going to return it now?
Should I?
Yeah, because you're not going to like it while you're trying to restart your love for books and then you remember that there are pictures in there.
I know, the problem is that I read this book on Kindle, and so I was thinking maybe I won't buy it because, like, the experience that I remember is, like, reading it on the Kindle, and I wasn't sure if reading an actual physical book would, like, change anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was going for not, but now that I've seen the inside, I don't know. I'm not really good at returning stuff, so Those are the two I got that are 5 stars. That's kind of sad now.
Don't be sad.
I'm sad. That was crazy. I can't believe that. Anyways.
It is wild, yeah.
And then I got this one.
Yes! That has been on... I'm on TikTok. Hold. Oh. I've been on hold for that for a long time.
Oh. Well, you can read it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Do you Haley want was holding up Love Light Farms. The one where people are holding something to cover their faces as they give each other a smooch.
I do like the cover. It's cute.
Yeah, have you seen them along with, like, the other covers?
Yeah. It's funny because I saw... So, like, the third book showed up on my... Like, when I was going through Goodreads, and it gives you, like, recommended books for mm-hmm. one of the books. So, the third one showed up, and so I was going to read that one, but then I was like, oh, I guess I'll read this one.
Is this the first one?
I think so.
I saw it. Was the third one In the Weeds?
That's the second. Okay. And then Mixed Signals is the third
one. Oh.
And then, so I think I saw this one on your Want to Read, so yeah. I was like, oh, I'll get it, and then Amy can read it.
That's so kind.
But maybe you'll get it on hold, off of hold. And then you won't have to read mine.
This looks so cute.
It does look cute.
And I wish it was Christmas. I'm going to read it. Ooh, I actually haven't heard of this one.
Oh, Haley at all?
Haley's last book is Seven Halves?
Yeah, The Seven and a Half Deaths of Evelyn Hardcastle.
Not to be confused with Evelyn Hugo.
Yeah. That's what I've heard that people like, oh, you know, read it and thought it was the other book, but it was this book, but it was actually pretty good.
I see a bishop, chess piece, poison, and a compass. So adventure, death, and strategy.
And then whatever that one is.
Yeah. Wow, is it a mystery?
I am not sure. I feel like it was in, like, the mystery section.
The synopsis makes it really interesting.
Yeah, it sounded good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe I will add this to my want to read.
Okay, yeah, maybe. It could be one of our books.
Yes. I will just read it during the day, so I don't get... I do get scared very easily.
Maybe it won't be scary.
These books are so beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, I have... The books that I grabbed at the library.
Ooh, perfect.
To echo your books.
Book haul.
All right, so I have, of course, Brandon Sanderson. I am officially a big fan. One of his Kickstarter campaign books, Secret Projects, I think, like a side project, is Yumi and the Nightmare Painter. And I think that this is his very first more focused on romance.
Ooh.
As opposed to just mainly fantasy and romance being, like, a subplot.
Okay. Have you read it yet?
I have not read it, so I'm pretty excited to see where this goes, because I've only read the Mistborn trilogy and Tress, and so this one will be my next book. The Atlas Complex has actually just come out. It came out yesterday, I think, the day we're recording this, to kind of put a stamp on it. Here's the story. I liked the first book. I thought the second book was just vibes, like nothing was happening. But I felt like I was in too deep, because it's not a six series kind of thing. It's just 3 books. Okay. So I said, why not just finish, just round it out. Just finish it.
Okay, okay.
So I got the Atlas Complex. And... Haley laughs because I've been meaning to read this forever. It's The Deal. Very popular. But also not so popular anymore. It's been out for a while. Your 5-star read.
Yeah.
Are you afraid it is no longer a 5-star read?
I would say it's still, but I'm just skeptical on, but I'm pretty sure like you're it. Not going to rate it a 5-star read is all.
Would you say 3 stars because of what I talked about for Icebreaker?
Yeah. But it's like, it's better than Icebreaker. So I get just, it really, I feel like you're going to rate it 4 stars.
Ooh, okay. I saw this next book on TikTok. Forget Me Not.
Oh, that's interesting.
a few of the book talkers I followed said it was, like, in their top 10.
Interesting.
2023. Have you read this?
I feel, okay, like, I'm not really sure if the cover, but the name makes me think of something. I mean, you'll have to let me know, but it's giving, book that you start and don't finish.
Oh, gosh. I'm glad you're being honest.
I don't like the cover.
Yeah, it's about a florist and a wedding planner.
Okay, but without the people, I'd be into the cover.
Ah, yeah.
But I'm excited. You have to let me know if you like it.
I will let you know. I wouldn't pick it up if they didn't recommend it, so.
Are they people that you trust?
Yeah.
Okay.
But also, I follow them for their fantasy read recommendations.
Okay.
And they had all happened to throw this in.
Huh.
For three separate book talkers. Okay. So, I'm like, those people, like, were they given the book?
Did they have other romance reads that you liked and they're recommended?
That's a good question. I don't remember.
Because if you think about it, we like the same fantasy, but we don't really like the same romance.
That's a good point. Always. Ooh.
Wait, I want to say something because I saw this TikTok that said, the books that are getting popular now, like, they seem really hot and popular, and then when people like us read them and we don't really like it, they're saying that it's because, like, some people are missing the whole, like, Wattpad phase of their reading career, and so that's why some of the books that, like, we don't like are,
like, I like that.
Yeah. That's people are like, wow, if you're, like, just getting into reading sometimes, like, you know. And I was like, that's a really good point that I never thought about.
That is,
like,
a good point.
Yeah, like, people don't really use, like, Wattpad or, like, what, AO3? So.
I mean, I don't think I had that phase.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know, huh? But I'm with you. Maybe it was just because, actually, I don't know, because I was just going to say, well, I just started reading, like, romance, but I don't like, my first thing always comes to mind. I don't like Icebreaker.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really sure because that book's really long, which I guess sometimes Wattpads are really long. Mm-hmm. It might be giving Wattpad. That's a...
Yeah.
But you don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, maybe I'm just a different...
Maybe you're just old.
And just, yeah, just, like, weird. I don't know what I like. I think, okay, when I told you that... So, towards the end of the year, I read The 7-Year Slip, and I really liked it. So, maybe I like things that are kind of sad.
That actually might be very true.
Because Beach Read? Sad.
Yeah.
So we have, like, sad romances. And a lot of the romances we end up reading are, like, fun romances. Nothing against those. I like those, too. I just want to put that out there. But maybe I'm drawn to, like, sad stuff. Sad, yeah, and sappy.
Maybe one that shows, makes you feel emotions.
We'll see. We'll see.
I mean, you didn't, like... If You Had Been With Me, and everybody says that book is very sad.
Okay, but it was sad, but not sad.
It was, like, surface level sad.
Surface level, that's perfect. Yeah. Yes.
That's why I was really confused when people were like, I was sobbing my eyes, like, it was the saddest book I've ever read. And I was like, have you read?
It was just drama. Like, I think I was like, oh, there's stuff going on, but nothing.
Yeah, but nothing. To date, I know I bring it up all the time. The weirdest book I've ever read.
But maybe 2024 is different. So we will track my romance reads and see how.
I want to, like, see your, like, reading tracker.
I know. Oh, like, the actual reading tracker?
Yeah.
That I'm tracking?
Yeah.
To the audience out there, I have started for 2024 a reading tracker, which has been my goal since a few months ago.
What are the columns?
They're simple for now until I can think of more.
Okay.
So I have...
Title.
Author.
Stars.
Oh, yeah. Date read. Date started, date finished. So then I could track, like, how long it takes me to read a certain book. Great.
Do you have page numbers?
Page numbers.
I do. Wow, that's crazy. Okay.
I was trying to think, like, quantitative stats.
Uh-huh.
Genre. Also open to feedback if there are any other ideas.
Are you... deciding the genre for yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have categories kind of already
No, I think I'll make them up as,
like, as you go. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. In my head, I'm thinking of how I want my reading tracker to, like, what results I want it to give me. So I want it to know what author possibly I read the most of. Mm. I wanted to see what segmented, like, if I read a bunch of fantasy books, out of those fantasy books, what was the average rating? And out of the romance books, what was the average rating?
Okay.
I think that would be interesting, how fast I read certain books. Like, do I read romance books faster?
Okay.
Based on, like, you know, somehow dividing the page number by...
dates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Top books. I'm trying to think. Spotify, top songs, top artists.
Okay, okay.
Favorite genre. Yeah, Spotify Wrapped is really, truly a template because I get so happy when I look at it. So I'm like, I need a reading wrapped. And Goodreads doesn't really do everything for me. They just show me a bunch of books that I read.
Well, have you tried Storygraph?
I have, but it's not like the UI. Is it UX? UI? It just didn't look good.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, but...
But if it doesn't look good, it doesn't motivate me.
Okay, so you're... Now I'm like, now I really want to see the spreadsheet if it looks good. Because obviously it has to.
You should color code it.
Yeah.
By genre.
Okay, that's exciting.
Do you use Storygraph?
No.
Okay.
I don't like change. But I have thought the same thing because I was like, it's the beginning of the year. Yeah. I should also track the books that I've read. But the other thing, the other column I was... Sometimes I think about putting is, like, the main character's names. Because sometimes I'm trying to think of a book that I, like, liked.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way to actually know what book it was. And I have, like, a vague idea. So, like, I'm, like, Googling, like, you know, oh, this, like, this one scene that I have in my head that I remember. And, like, sort of what I think the character's names are. To try and, like, find the book sometimes.
That's so funny.
Why?
Well, no, because I just started reading a lot, so I probably can just look at what I read. 50 books, 50, 100 books. I can look out of the 100 books. But you've read so much more.
I don't think so. No, I just have a bad memory. But there is this one book that I can't.
Are you still looking? I tried finding,
because I don't know what it was about, but it was a fantasy, and in my head, the cover was red, and I thought I liked it, and I thought, because I thought it was by Carissa Broadbent, because she has a lot of books that have, like, a girl on the cover, and it's, like, red.
Oh, yeah.
But I just started reading one that I was like, oh, I like, yeah.
Daughter of No Worlds?
Yep. I didn't finish that. I didn't even get into it at all.
Those are my two.
Well, no, like, I don't know. I'm, like, gonna maybe try again. But I was, like, really, I thought, I was, like, I just couldn't, I don't know what it was. I was, like, is this a book that, like, people are, like, liking?
I'm worried.
Because I thought that was the book that I read that I really liked. And I was, like, oh, I'll read this one again so that I can read the sequel so that I'll know what's going on. But then I, like, couldn't get it. And I was like, this can't be this one. So then I went through her books. Because I was like, she's got a lot of books with the red on it. And so I was like, okay. But I hadn't read any of them. So I was like, it can't be her. So then I went through my Goodreads reads. Uh-huh. And I sorted it by stars. Because I thought I rated it, like, 5 stars. And I couldn't find it. Couldn't find one. I swear it looks like that book. So either I'm crazy. And I originally read that book and I liked it. And I read it again. And I, like... But I can't even... That doesn't seem right. You
that
know
doesn't
what I mean?
Seem right.
But I remember nothing about the book except it was fantasy. And it was, like, had a strong main girl. And I really liked it. And that was it. And I went through my books and I was like, how many years ago could this possibly have been? Because I went through, like, back through, you know, 20. So I was like, it can't be this far.
Yeah. Now the mystery continues. We have to find that book.
I feel like it'll just come up and I'll be like, oh, okay. Like, there it was.
This might be, like, silly, but did you already Google
red
book?
No, yeah. I did not.
Oh, okay.
Because in my head, I went through Goodreads. Is that not enough? Anyways.
I wonder if ChatGPT would be able to, like, know.
That's true. But to be fair, I don't know anything about the story. Just the cover.
We can try it. If any listeners just happens to know, you never know.
Mm-hmm. I would really appreciate it. Thank you guys. Well, we're excited for 2024.
Yes, yes, we are. And so, our next episode, we will be reviewing Iron Flame.
Iron Flame.
What a way to start the book review year.
Yes, with a top-notch book.
Hot topic.
Hot topic. Okay, it may be a new year, but we do our usual.
New year, new podcast, same ending.
Ending.
A good one to kick off the new year.
Okay. Yes, I will say, to date this podcast also, I like the song Not My Fault. Amy, have you heard it? Mm-mm. Because guess what? It's Renee Rapp and Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh.
It's from the Mean Girls movie.
Oh.
It's very
poppy. The explicit one?
Yes.
I will add it. I haven't... Maybe I listened to it once when it was in new releases or something like that.
Okay, yeah. But I guess you didn't like it.
Well, I didn't remember it.
So, I mean, you didn't I don't know. It gives, like, you know that song by Lizzo about Damn Time?
Yeah.
It kind of gives me that vibe.
My song is... Okay. It's on the radio. And so the thing is that I got a new phone.
I was thinking, it looks like a new phone.
And my new phone has a new bottom thing.
Yeah.
Which doesn't connect to my... I have old cars. So, yeah. So I listen to the radio now. And nothing wrong with the radio. So it is Don't Get Me Wrong. Have you listened to that one? By Matchbox 20.
Oh, okay. I love Matchbox 20.
Yeah, it was great. I was driving to work, just feeling like okay, and then all of a sudden the song came on. Okay. And I was like, okay, yeah.
Okay, I'm excited.
Yes.
Good choice. Okay, we'll see y'all next time.
Next time.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to a great 2024. Woo!